Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday, bitches! What's going on, folks? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, May 10th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. How y'all folks feel tonight? Hope everybody's good out there hanging out on this Friday night. Got both of my co-hosts with me on a Friday night. Something must be wrong. You must not be getting the cheeks, yo. Usually it's just me and the people. I got both my boys with me tonight. Wives must be holding out on them. So, one, they say, what's up? What's up, fellas?
What's good? Happy Friday, folks.
What's up?
Mr. Righteous, a man of many words. You know, kids like Aristotle, you know, set up a text like, yo, what you want to talk about on the show tonight? What you want to talk about the people? Whatever.
Whatever.
That's what I get from him. That's what I get from him. So, again, welcome to the off-ramp. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680 so you can holler at any one of us. Let us know how you feel. Comment what we feel. We got about a half an hour. Gonna try to get a lot of information as much as we can. Gonna jump right on in it.
Right.
So,
rapid fire.
What?
I said rapid fire.
Oh, I didn't know what you said. I thought you said somebody got that fire. I didn't know if you were talking about weed or herpes, yo. I didn't know whether.
Good.
All right, so first couple things we want to talk to, of course, you know, watching basketball. You know, Miami Heat just pulled out a win against the tough Chicago Bulls. Chicago's tough. I think this was their best chance to make it a series, man. I think it's over now, man. I think with this loss tonight that the Bulls had, they just two-out man, man. Everybody's still sick, yo. What y'all think?
Yeah, I know. I know, man. I feel the same way, man. I thought we was going to pull it out. We were being tied going into the fourth. We still had a shot late with Ben Bellinelli hitting that three. I thought we was going to make a little late run, man, but it just kind of fell off, yo. Fell off. I think if Dang and Hymer come back in the next couple games, I think we'll be inspired because we've been playing close. It's not like, I mean, we didn't get blown up that last game, but this game was still, we kept it close in Chicago. So I think it will go at least six, though. I don't think it'll be a 4-1 type of thing. Yeah. I think we'll definitely go six because we'll get inspired to come back. Yeah. I think we got another win in us.
What you think, Mr. Righteous?
Man, I mean, watching the game, man, it just seems like these dudes is more worried about roughing up the Heat than actually playing the game, man. It's too much chippy play out there, man. I think they could have pulled it out and won the game, but, you know, too many people in foul trouble. Just doing stupid stuff that just don't make no sense, man. Just play the game, man. Don't worry about roughing somebody up. I mean, it don't be nothing but get you kicked out of the game, and you know you shorthanded at that, so you shouldn't be trying to get yourself kicked out of the game, get kicked out of the game for no reason. Like,
right,
the old Najee Muhammad thing, that was unnecessary, man. He jumped all over him. Then when he was trying to fight him off, Bron got the tech, and he just sit there, and then he just pushed him in. He pushed him again. Why are you pushing? He got the tech. You didn't get the tech. Now you got yourself thrown out of the game for that.
Yeah, I agree. We just need to play ball, yeah. We can't afford to get people ejected, fines, and all that kind of crap. Like, we just need to keep our level head, yo. We at home. Keep a level head, yo. You ain't on the road, yo. So just keep a level head and just play ball, yo.
Right. Yeah, I got a comment from the peanut guy that said, stop saying we. You don't play for Chicago. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. They said the people in the streets don't know who we are, yo. If you want to talk about Chicago.
Well, Chicago then, yo.
All right. Golden State's on now. Steph Curry's lighting up. 17-14, Golden State's up. And that should be an exciting game. Next topic on the mic that I got for y'all. Rondé Barber's retiring. Does anybody care? Is he a Hall of Famer?
I think he'll get in the Hall of Fame. I don't know about first ballot because it just kind of depends on who else is on it. But I think he's worthy of at least getting in the Hall of Fame, you know, as a safety. But I don't think too many people care, though.
Yeah, he'll get there, but, you know, whatever.
All right. So, rapid fire. RG3 is marrying his wife, I mean, his girlfriend. Does anybody care about that?
Nope.
Yeah. I haven't even seen that, yo. When I seen it on the rundown list, yo, I didn't even know that that was happening, yo. And I'm closer to DC than everybody, so yeah, I don't think people care too much about what he's doing with his Becky, yo.
Yeah, I mean, I just knew it was Becky, yo. You slide that in there, yo. nobody wants to offer. You might as well say, okay, I'll ask the question. Does anybody care that he's marrying a token white girl? Young Rich, yeah, black dude, got himself a trophy white girl. Does anybody care except for black men?
Yeah, he went to Baylor. So, I mean, if that's the chick he was in, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, they started in college, so I don't think that he was kind of like she had dojo. At least she didn't know he was going to make the kind of money he was going to make coming from Baylor. So, you know, she stuck with him. I don't care that it's, that she got it or not. Yeah, I mean, that's
ain't no
could.
Black chick in Waco?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, I don't think so. I think he was at a party getting big love down there, you know. probably was just the one he just stuck with. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, must gave great head at the party drunk. Yeah.
Couldn't even get him a Mexican, you know?
I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, he probably could. I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you a star, you know. I mean, he was a star down Baylor. Yeah, probably people were walking on water down there.
Well,
so whatever he wanted.
He just found out who he was attracted to, man. He was attracted to the girl. He was still in it. They have feelings for each other. They shared the same interests. Oh, well.
Yeah, black kid didn't want to do his hair, yo. He had individual braids, yo. Anybody was trying to do that shit.
You know what Rob Carpenter call him? The cornball brother?
He got fired.
Cornball brother. Yeah, I guess Kanye said it best. When you go on, you go get him a white girl. Bam. Kanye's a genius. Speaking of Kanye, rapid fire. Did y'all see the video of this dumbass trying to avoid the paparazzi from taking a shot of his face and he ran into a pole?
Nah, but that's hilarious, yo. That's funny.
That part was funny, though, but nah, I ain't see that mess, man.
Yeah, well, make sure y'all hop on TMZ. They got a video of a dude filming him and big-ass Kim Kardashian. And, you know, he tried to avoid the paparazzi taking his picture. Your dumb ass runs right into a pole. You know, he looked like he was going to snap. But he held it together and just turned around and walked away. Speaking of Kanye and Kim, so they went to some little event, I guess. I don't know what it was called. What was it called? They went to the Met Gala. Hey, have y'all ever heard of that? I didn't think so.
Yeah, I saw it on the show the other day. Because you ever be watching that fashion show crap.
So did you see how they cut Kim Kardashian out of the picture for best dressed at the event?
No.
Yeah, so Vogue magazine has
so like Vogue big-ass rosebush.
So Vogue magazine had a picture of the best dressed at this Met Gala event. And, of course, Kim and Kanye were together holding hands taking a picture. Well, Vogue put, you know, best dressed Kanye suit by somebody, and they literally photoshopped Kim Kardashian out of the picture, you know. The only part of KC is the fact that she was holding Kanye's hand, you know. Now, is that messed up by the media? Because, I mean, Kim's pregnant, and she's done a lot of things. She sucked dick on TV for money, but, I mean, she's pregnant, you know. Should the media be giving her a break, you know?
I think so, but I think she brought it on herself too, though. I think the shit that she done, the wedding on TV with the divorce following, all that kind of stuff, the reality TV, she put herself in that kind of spotlight. So whatever she get for the media, whether it's positive or negative, yo, she bring on herself when you go to the reality show business, right? But the Photoshop, I mean, if he was just highlighting him, then, I mean, I don't think it's wrong to crop her out the picture. I mean, I just I mean, you got to save print space, yo. You can't be having the full picture on there. Yo. Like, yo, things go on that joint.
Yeah, man. That's a tough man. I mean, she's her whole life is part of the media. You know, I don't know if I mean, I'm starting to, I ain't gonna lie, I feel sorry for her. I feel bad that I starting to feel sorry for her. Because I say, if you make your money in the media and gossip columns and all that stuff, and that's how you became rich and million, when they turn on you, you can't be mad at them. That's just what the media and gossip columns is about, you know. They keep you interesting, they build you up, and then they tear you down, you know. She was an innocent girl who had sex on TV with a black dude. She got rich. She made some fake weight loss pills. She got more rich. A black man got her pregnant, and now no one likes her. She should have known it was going to happen like that.
Look, I think she'd be right back, yo. As soon as she got the baby, then it's about all about the baby. And then the baby gets born, it's all about the baby, where they going, and all this other kind of stuff. Then it's going to be her magical, you know what I mean, weight loss, epidemic and stuff. And then they're going to be talking about her weight loss. So she's still going to be in the media getting positive stuff when she get back to her regular weight or whatever. So, I mean, I think it's going to all come back to her. So
I don't think it is, yo. I give her another year with the whole baby phenomenon and stuff, and they moving right to her youngest sister, yo. The new hot ass on the streets, yo. She's gonna be sucking
right.
Somebody for money soon too.
Yeah, that's
cool. Oh, shit.
I mean, she's only 17. I hope she waits till she's 18. Man. She should hold it. Speaking of that, yo, did you hear about Foxy Brown and Jay Z? How Foxy is coming out with a tell-all book about how she was fucking. She was 15,
yeah.
27.
Yeah, I heard.
Jay-Z has stop saying yeah, I gotta tell the people too. And Jay-Z is Jay-Z was having sex with men and Jamie Foxx and them. It's crazy.
What?
I think she told the truth.
Hold on, Jay was having sex with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx and Grandmama, Larry Johnson.
Yeah, Larry Johnson. Those some random ass names though.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I thought she was saying she did, not Jay was. Like, not, you know what I mean? Jay stuff. I thought it was, like, she was banging all of
them. No,
sword fighting in Brooklyn, you know?
Yeah, she's a little off anyway, man. So, who knows if her stories are true or not. But, I mean, she was rhyming them days, but who knows? Cause as you can see, man, a lot of people like to, once they start seeing people on top, they just find a way to try to come up off their success, which sucks. But, I mean, if you want to make some bread, just let me know. Don't bring me down with you or bring me down to your level. I mean, hey,
right.
Come on. Like Superhead. I mean, she was out there giving Superhead. Now cats don't want her. Now she won't make books about him.
It's her right to do that. I mean, people don't
buy the book. I'm not saying it's not her right to do it, but I mean, you put yourself in a predicament to be a jump off, and now you want to write a book about it.
Right.
When nobody wants you.
Right.
So, I mean,
life about being a jump off, yo. It's a best-selling book out there, yo.
Well, I thought Lil Wayne was still on it, hitting it.
Yo, supposedly she's pregnant by the kid, yo.
Ugh. Yeah, she sucked a lot of dick, yo.
And then she married Eddie Winslow for a little bit, and then they got divorced.
That could be repressed sperm that made her pregnant, yo.
Yeah, that's crazy, yo.
She sucked a lot of dick, yo. I mean, when you get popular off sucking dick and you're not a porno star, that's tough, yo. That's why I don't know, man. That's rough, yo. That's why I'll always be in my kid's life, yo. I'll never want my kid's fucking dick for money, yo. Bad. All right, so rapid fire on a quick, light topic. What's our time? Like 16 minutes, so I guess we'll get into something that we could discuss a little bit longer again. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. So did y'all see that the whole WikiLeaks thing where they found out the blueprint for printing the 3D gun?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw a whole documentary on that joint, yo.
Yo, do you think it should be illegal to make that gun?
Illegal?
I think. I think it definitely. I just downloaded it quick, so the printer fell out there. And even the Department of Defense that tried to keep it off. I mean, you took it off the website, but yeah, of course.
Yo, speak up. You're starting to sound muffled. Speak up.
I said they took it off the website. Department of Defense did step in, and they said, like, if they won't release it, or they're basically trying to shut down all the mirror sites, although I did was able to download it. They looked at it or whatever, but I don't have a 3D printer. But I think they did, but they basically said until further review, because they don't exactly know how to deal with it, because, you know, it's like a plastic gun, you know, like, and according to, like, all, like, the posts or whatever, the gun nuts and all this other kind of stuff, like, you got to make multiple barrels because it's only good for about one or two shots. And then, you know what I mean, eventually, like, the integrity of the barrel gets messed up. So they're saying, like, you just got to swap or keep swapping out barrels. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's – I mean, if you're just trying to assassinate somebody and get through metal detectors, I mean – I guess that's where we just get sticky out there, you know, like whether it's the legality of it, you know what I mean? Because you can't register, like basically unregistered. Like you're supposed to register firearms, and at that point, like you ain't really registering anything, so.
Yeah, the dude who came up with the whole thing, I saw the documentary, he originally started out with just making clips and seeing, you know, how they work, cause you know, how they trying to condense the clip size and everything like that. So he started out making clips, and it was for the AK, I think it was, or the AR, one of them. And he was testing them out, and then after a while, it started to melt because of, you know, from the heat or whatever the case may be. So I guess he done took it further and doing the whole daggone gun. But I mean, with plastic, I'm sure with that heat from the bullet, eventually it's gonna melt that plastic up. But change the face of some things, man, because you know people. I mean, all you need is one or two shots if you're taking somebody out. You just got to get close up on them.
I tell you what, you know, I wonder if the average person could really put that together. Because if you make a plastic gun and you pull it out somebody and that joint don't work, yo, you might get your ass be heavy, yo, if all you got is some plastic on you, yo.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Are you right?
Like, you you pull that joint out, like, yeah, I made the WikiLeaks gun all plastic, and you pull that plastic trigger, and it don't work, and they got, like, a box cutter on them, you in bad shape, man.
You're in bad shape. But I do want to say, though, like on the website, you know, they say they tell you to review the AOW law, which basically stands for any other weapon, and it's a provision in the National Firearms Act. And so they say before you print it, you know, I mean, make sure you review it because the current law states that, like, anything with a smooth bore, like in the barrel, like any barrel that you have that has a weapon with a smooth bore can be interpreted by the ATF as, like, this any other weapon. So it falls in that prediction, that provision. And, like, so it needs special registration to, like, basically make this gun. So they're saying that, like, if you do it, you are breaking a federal firearms license because you don't have it, because you need that basically to produce this any other weapon, and so you'll be breaking the law, like, if you were to print it. So they do put this out there like that, but I still got a lot of people trying to print this down here.
Oh, hell yeah. Because you think about it, it's plastic. If you want them dudes that want to take some eye out, take them out and go melt it. No,
you may take yourself out in the process, though. That's the reason why I probably wouldn't even shoot that joint, even if I did try to make it.
That is true. Man, they should just stick with just making the clips, you know.
Right.
Make the clips. Make your clips and be done with it. Because they have one for a clip, a blueprint for the clips, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All I know is if I find a 3D printer out at the chop shop, you know, out at the little pawn shop, yo. If I can get that joint for like $40, yo, I'm gonna try to make one, yo.
Yo, on the site, yeah, they put all these eBay joints. People are already selling these joints.
Oh, they gonna be selling out those 3D printers, yo. I mean, you can probably do other stuff with just other stuff than just, you know, the gun with 3D printers, so.
Yeah, what the hell makes up a 3D printer? Like, what type of paper does it use, yo? That shit ain't inkjet.
It's like liquid. It's like a liquid type thing, yo. I don't think it's paper at all. It's like a liquid.
No.
And it,
it's like
and
a
it
form.
Molds it.
So it's like, yeah. It's like a form. So, like, you can create, like, a ball.
Yeah.
It's like a three-dimensional object, right? So it's like a form. So you basically have these forms that are, like, cut out of this, I don't know what they use. Like, I don't know the technology or whatever, but from the little pictures, it looked like it's like it starts, like you put the little 3D image or whatever, send it to the printer, and it starts to, like, I don't know, like, cut the form out of whatever plastic it is, whatever. You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is real. I mean, watch the documentary. They got documentary on it. It's pretty decent. This dude was like some real militant dude, just going off and into this tyrant about, you know, politics and all this other stuff. They can't stop me. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, got crazy people in this world. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he made a lot of money off of it, though. I will say that he wasn't selling it. He was giving away for free, but, you know, with ads, people buying ad space and all that stuff, because people, you know, the traffic going to the site, so.
Right.
Yeah, buddy, well, I guess that's enough about 3D guns. Got another, as we go rapid fire to try to finish up these topics for the weekend. I did see a story. Do y'all remember the King Jerry Lawler from wrestling WWF days? Well, this dude had a massive heart attack live on TV probably, I want to say, 6 months ago because he was going to wrestle. He didn't feel well, so they had him sitting at the little commentary table. Screen went away from him. Next thing you know, he's not there. Comes to find out he had a massive heart attack at the WWE. Well, guess what? He's wrestling this weekend. Now, my question is, as ignorant as it sounds, if he dies wrestling, should anyone feel sorry for him?
No.
I mean, I guess you got to feel sorry for somebody die, but I think that he just said that's an inherent risk that he did, that dummy has taken. Like, and I think that some WWE should have some kind of, you know, like, responsibility, and I don't know, if I'm them, I would waive that, make sure all my paperwork is in order, you know, just in case that's right happens. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure they do already have it, but that's stupid, yeah.
So should WWE be liable? Like, should they even let him wrestle? Because he was a great fixture back in the WWF days. Like, he was an immensely popular wrestler. Like, human society, as we as humans, should we even let him wrestle? Like, should WWE even allow him to get in the ring after suffering such a massive heart attack? Like, they had to bring him back to life.
Yeah, I say no.
Yeah. I guess Mr. Righteous, man of many words, agrees.
They shouldn't let him wrestle, but, I don't watch wrestling like that, so it really, yeah. All
right, that's... So, and that's the statement of the day. Live from the 770. What up, Cuzzo?
What up, man? We just called in, check in on you guys.
Yeah, what's going on? What's good down south?
Man, beautiful weather, Mother's Day weekend, treat the wife right. You know what that's all about.
Yeah, we had this discussion earlier, yo. So, as you know, I have a pregnant wife at home. Now, she's not due till July. Am I obligated to get her something for Mother's Day? Because I don't feel alone.
What
did you
say? That was Ardella.
Hold on, what'd she say?
That was Ardella, and she said, hell yes.
Exactly, yo. Thank you, Ardella. If I'm saying your name right, if I'm saying it wrong, I apologize. You've been telling this dude this all day long, and he hasn't been listening.
Hey, Ardella, can she hear me? Why am I obligated to get her a Mother's Day gift? She's not a mother yet.
Yes, she is. It's just that you're not a father yet, but she's been a mommy since conception.
Hold on, how can my penis is the one that made this thing happen? How is she a mother and I'm not a daddy?
She is going through all the stuff that mommies go through, mommies to be are going through. So you have no idea all the stuff that she is dealing with right now.
I didn't tell her to eat the apple in the Garden of Eden. We were cool. I was running around butt naked with lions.
You wasn't running around nothing.
That's
you wasn't
what you're supposed to do come Sunday morning. If not, your ass will be in the doghouse.
Preach, we've been trying to tell this dude, yo. He hasn't been listening, man. We tried to tell him,
yo.
I'm not trying. I just don't believe that. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I love my wife, she's great, all that. I just, you know what I mean? It's like, I guess it's like a jinx thing. I don't believe in motherhood until the baby is here. And, you know, that's when
you're
a mother.
Okay, so you do it your way this year to see what happens.
You go.
You do it your way this year and see what happens.
I got Cheryl's number. Huh?
All right, I got Cheryl's number.
Yeah, you can text her. She already knows me. She know I ain't getting her nothing.
You, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're a jerk, yo.
It'll be good for you to do something come Mother's Day for her.
I gave her the gift of being able to bear a child. Isn't that Mother's Day?
Don't even try.
He gave her the gift of bearing a child. You ain't give her those parts.
Yeah, I'm bearing that child. She is. You need to go ahead and do what you need to do.
You sound real selfish, too. Yeah, you sound real selfish.
Everything but child of God come delivery day.
Your mother's day.
You will be everything but a child of God come delivery day.
Yo, man. He's gonna say to the baby. The baby is that you go hear the heartbeat. You see the fingers. You see the toes. You see his jump. Right. The baby's there, brother.
Yeah. Go ahead and acknowledge it, man.
It got a heartbeat and everything. Got eyes, nose, ears.
No one's a mother until they have the baby. They're just a pregnant woman.
It's still a baby. The baby's inside, yo. It's still there.
I mean, this is just my opinion. You know, if other people believe differently, I get it. I'm not here to knock anybody else's opinion. This is just how I say, you know. I know who my mother is, you know. It's my mother. I love my mother. I love my wife unconditionally, wholeheartedly. But in my mind, I guess it's like a jinx thing. I guess it's like, don't count your chickens before it hatch. God forbid something ever happens.
That baby's alive and well.
Right. She's far enough along, like she could definitely deliver a premature baby and it's a bomb. Like, so at that point, your argument.
And then she'll
like,
be a mother.
Your argument is like 6 months too late, yo. Like.
Yeah. Then she'll, if she has the baby today, she'll have a Mother's Day gift Sunday. If she don't have the baby by Sunday, I'm going to give her some dap. I'm going to kiss her on the cheek and be like, I love you, sugar. And I'm going to smack her on her butt.
All right.
And because she's pregnant, she's probably not going to give you what you probably deserve. You're just going to smack her on her butt.
Hey, we married. I could. Never mind.
Mom, never mind is right.
Yeah, you left her, man.
Come on, Jason.
Huh?
A bouquet of flowers, just recognition. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything.
Exactly.
Hey, Jose, let me ask you a question, yo. Did you drop a Mother's Day gift while Adele was pregnant?
Yes, sir.
You soft.
Dude, we all did. You outnumbered, bro. They got mommy to be cards. Happy mommy to be Mother's Day or something like that, yo.
That's all part of the system, yo. That's just the government trying to get you to spend money, yo.
It's just to show appreciation to your wife for carrying your child, man, going through all the trials and tribulations while you just chilling.
What's more appreciation than not cheating on her and marrying her,
Because they body go through changes, man. All you doing is just sitting back relaxing while they in pain and can't sleep. You sleeping good.
Yeah,
Unless they punch you in the face,
that
wake you
do
up.
With me. That's God's will, yo. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at Jesus.
Yeah, but that,
I mean, you look at it like
though,
this,
yo.
Though. Look at it like this.
Hey,
you
yo,
yourself
yo, I messed up. I got to put y'all on mute. I love y'all. Adele, Jose, love y'all. Great talking to y'all. We out, yo. That's the show.
Well,
Damn, I lost track of time. Fuck.
Well, nah, because everybody's still on. Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, we need to get this hour show popping.
What'd you say?
So we need to get the hour show popping.
Yeah, we need to get that I didn't even realize we was running out of time that quick, yo.
I know, it goes fast.
Hey, all right, Della yeah. Jose, thanks for calling in, man. Love y'all.
Love
you. Love you too, man. Be good, brother.
I'll do y'all be safe.
All right.
All right.